In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 12th Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately to check up on you guys. Are you well? Good. If you're not interested in the audio and want something more, a week later the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course, and the question of the day and the show's time codes in the comments below as well. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get the show started.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing!
Let's do this.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. It is raining here today, unfortunately. And I mean, a little fortunate. I like rain and I like snow, so boom, there you go. That rhymed. Wow. My first newspaper of the 2020 school year came out, and yeah, check it out, ruturn.com. And if you're not in the Radford area, you can find it online. But other than that, it's been a pretty good week. Definitely very tiresome. Tuesdays and Wednesdays make me a lot very, very tired because I come in the office on Tuesday at around 5 p.m. and don't leave until Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. And that's how long it takes me to make the newspaper. And just because all the editing and all the design and stuff like that, it's just it just takes me that time because I kind of also want to be thorough, you know. And I have to sacrifice sleep time to do that, I will once a week, you know. And so let's just dive right in. I don't really have any news updates for you guys until Monday, but yeah, let's just really just dive into Assassin's Creed. Here we go. So Assassin's Creed is an action adventure video game developed by Ubisoft Montreal and published by Ubisoft. It is the first installment in the Assassin's Creed series. The game was released for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 November 2007. It was made available on Microsoft Windows in April 2008. Also, the game can be played on Xbox One consoles via backward compatibility. The plot is set in a fictional history of real-world events and follows the centuries-old struggle between the assassins, who fight for peace with free will, and the Templars, who desire peace through control. The game primarily takes place during the Third Crusade in the Holy Land in 1191, with the plot revolving around the Secret Order of Assassins, based upon old text, the player is in reality playing as a modern day man named Desmond Miles, who, through the use of a machine named the Animus, is allowed the viewing and controlling of the protagonist's genetic memories of his ancestors. In this case, Altair, a member of the Assassins. Through this plot device, details emerge of a struggle between two factions, the Knights Templar and the Assassins, over an artifact known as the Apple of Eden, an ancient artifact used to control minds. And there we go. There's just a quick overview of what Assassin's Creed is. And yeah, I've been why I played this game. I actually played this game over winter break. It was one of the games I talked about before, one of the like several video games I played, because I never got into the Assassin's Creed games because we would always get them for Xbox, and I was never really an Xbox player. It was more of my other brothers and my dad, so I never really played Xbox all that much. And when I did play Assassin's Creed, especially the first one, so I'm going to talk about some issues with the first game. But yeah, just the reason I never really got into it was just because of, I felt like I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. And this is when I was younger. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I was very confused. And so I guess it's just because that it's definitely a more complex game than I guess what I was used to playing. Because at that age, I was definitely playing a lot of Spyro, you know, PlayStation, Ratchet and Clank, Sly Cooper, and other PlayStation games. I was never really into big war crusade games such as this, or I never really played a lot of, I don't really play a lot of open world games, really. I never really played a Grand Theft Auto when I was younger, or even Saints Row. I played Saints Row when I got a little bit older, just because it was free on PlayStation Plus. But I guess that had that definitely has something to do with it, right? So let's get into the gameplay and a little bit about the plot before I start really picking at it. So in 2012, bartender Desmond Miles was kidnapped by agents of Abstergo Industries, the world's largest pharmaceuticals conglomerate, and is taken to the headquarters in Rome, Italy, under the guidance of Dr. Warren Vidic and his assistant, Lucy Stillman. Desmond is forced to participate in a series of trials revolving around the Animus, a machine capable of translating the genetic memories of his ancestors into a simulated reality. Vidic instructs him to reveal the early years of Altair, a senior member of the Assassin's Brotherhood. During the time of the Third Crusade, the investigation reveals that Altair, blinded by arrogance, botched an attempt by the Assassins to retrieve an artifact, the Piece of Eden, from the forces of Robert D. Sabal, Grand Master of the Knights Templar, leading to the death of one assassin, and severely wounding another in the process. Though Altair manages to partially redeem himself by fighting off a crusader attack on the assassin's home base of Mosfa, his mentor and superior, Al Mullen, orders him to assassinate 9 individuals to regain his honor. Assassin's Creed is an action-adventure game set in an open-world environment and is played from a third-person's perspective in which the player primarily assumes the role of Altair as experienced by protagonist Desmond Miles. The primary goal of the game is to carry out a series of unfortunate events, assassinations ordered by Al Mullen, the leader of the Assassins. To achieve this goal, the player must travel from the Brotherhood's headquarters in Mosfa across the terrain of the Holy Land known as the Kingdom to one of 3 cities, Jerusalem, Acre, I'm going to say these names wrong, sorry, and Damascus, to find the Brotherhood agent in that city, in each city, actually. The agent, in addition to providing a safe house, gives the player minimal knowledge about the target and requires him to perform additional reconnaissance missions before attempting the assassination. These missions include eavesdropping, interrogation, pickpocketing, and completing tasks for informers and fellow assassins. Additionally, the player may take part in any number of side objectives, including climbing tall towers to map out the city and saving citizens who are being threatened or harassed by the city guards. There are also various additional memories that do not advance the plot, such as hunting down and killing Templars and flag collecting. After completing each assassination, the player is returned to the Brotherhood and rewarded with a better weapon and/or upgrade before going after the next target or given another set of targets, with the player free to select the order of certain targets. So, a couple things. So, one thing that this game does well is definitely the open world. I love the open world and the satisfaction of getting, like, a really great, like, parkour, jump, 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 swing, jump, jump. It's really satisfying and really fun. And then also the main assassin's missions are great. The main, going through each main level and killing all the assassins, killing all the Templars is a lot of fun. And the cutscenes make it interesting because they're also interactive cutscenes as well, meaning that you can, while a cutscene is going on, you can move your character and things like that. And getting and not just running up and just stabbing somebody, actually getting a stealth assassin right, it's extremely rewarding and satisfying. One thing I don't like about this game, though, is that all the side things, every side thing, every side quest, every side mission is every side mission is so repetitive and boring, and you just do all of them, and there's so many flags to collect, and there's so many Templars to kill, and there's so many side missions, and Eagle Eye. The Free Falling. There's so many side stuff, but it's not really the amount of side stuff there is. There's just so much of the same thing. It's just a lot of the same thing. And as I was playing through the game, and I completed the heck out of the game, I didn't do two things in the game though. I did not collect all the flags, and I did not kill all the Templars. But what I did do is I did beat all the side missions and do all the Eagle View and Free Falling. Yeah, I did all that viewpoints. I did all the viewpoints, but that's really it. And there's only so much you can do with that. And so once I cleared the area, because I cleared the area before I even met with the guy, with the agent at the safe house of the city. It was really just there to just go there, really. And it was very unnecessary because you can do all the stuff before meeting him. And then he'll be like, oh, I saw you do all the things, you know. And so here's what I got. Here's the deets, you know. And so that really took away from it, because if you rush through the game... And I didn't rush through the game. Like I said, I completed almost everything. If you rush through the game is super quick. It's very quick. Because the missions are not that long. But to be fair, they are interesting. And I do like them. And I do like the dialogue. And I thought definitely the character building was very cool. Not really Altair, though. He didn't really build as a character. He just come to realization. From what the Templars were saying, and what when he killed the Templars, the conversations he was having with them on their death on their death floor, the floor they died on, and he just came to realization and saw through the lies, basically, that and again, spoiler alert, that Al Mulan has evil plans with the Eden. That's why he wants him to get him, so he can be the one with ultimate power, basically. And, the story was definitely interesting. I love the ending. The fight at the end of the game was great. And even when you're out of the Animus and as playing as Desmond Miles, looking through emails, doing Eagle Vision, looking at walls Eagle Vision... Like, there's blood written on the walls, and you can see it with Eagle Vision. And then talking to the characters and building that rapport and relationship with them, and even Vidic as well. One thing I don't like about the PS3 version, another thing I don't like about the PS3 version is that there's no trophies. And so even if you did everything and collected everything, you can't get anything. There's a flash flood in the area. I said it was raining. You don't get any trophies from it. There's no trophies. There's achievements for Xbox, but there's no trophies for PlayStation because this game came out in 2007 and PlayStation wasn't supported by trophies yet. And so I'm kind of upset that they are still not supported by trophies because you can't even play the first Assassin's Creed game on PS4. And so it's very... I think that's very disappointing, and I'd love them to bring that back. That would bring the game back and update it. Last week. And update it, but I mean, we'll see. I don't know if they want to go back or not. They went back with everything else because I'm playing the Ezio. I'm playing the Ezio trilogy right now. I gotta get on to Revelations because I just completed Brotherhood. And so I gotta finish up. I gotta get my platinum in Brotherhood because I know I can get that platinum. I'm able to. I know that. and then I'll hop into Revelations. So let's move on to some development. How the game was made, basically. After completing Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, near the end of 2003, Patricia DeSellets, I'm sorry if I pronounced this wrong, was instructed to begin work on the next Prince of Persia game, with plans for its release on the 7th generation consoles. However, at the time, neither Microsoft nor Sony had revealed that what their next consoles would be. The initial development of the game from January 2004 was aimed as a PlayStation 2 title, following the same linear approach that The Sands of Time had taken. However, as more information came in about the capabilities of the next generation consoles by September 2004, Patricia's team considered expanding the Prince of Persia acrobatic gameplay into an open world that would be feasible on the newer systems. Patricia wanted to move away from the lead character being a prince, simply waiting for his regime to his start as king, but a character that wanted to strive to be a king. He came upon this university books related to secret societies and its first material related to the assassins, and recognized that he could have the lead character in the game being the second highest assassin, seeking to be the leader of the group. As such, the game began work under the title Prince of Persia Assassin. And so that's how that's a basic summary of how the game, how they really just came up with the Assassin's Creed games. They wanted to just change it up and be different. And while it is different, it's definitely Prince of Persia open world. It's very similar to that. and I mean, to be fair, it's made by the same people too, Ubisoft. But I have no problem with that. I find it cool how they come up with these ideas, and especially the one about the Animus, and we'll get into that right now. Among the works, the idea for Assassin's Creed came up with the Animus, which came about after the team's decision to focus on the assassins. The team considered that the player would travel through several different cities and potentially recount numerous assassinations over the past 1,000 years, including some fantastical ones such as John F. Kennedy. Oh, sorry. Which would require some element of time traveling. Patricia had seen a program on DNA in human history and was inspired by the idea of if DNA could store human memories, then they could have an in-game machine that could be used for the time and location jumps, as well as explaining other aspects of the game's user interface to the player. Patricia considered this similar to what they had established in The Sands of Time. There, the game effectively is a story told by the prince, and while the game, should the player character die, this is treated as a mistelling of the prince's story, allowing the player to back up and retry a segment of the game. Ubisoft's marketing was not keen on the Animus idea, believing players would be confused and disappointed that the game was not a true medieval experience. The game's first trailer was shown at the E3 2006, focused heavily on the medieval elements due to this. Later, marketing materials closer to the game's release hinted more directly at the science fiction elements of the game, which is, the game is definitely science fiction, because it's definitely not medieval anymore if you've been playing the newer games. And then, Yeah, critical reception. Several publications such as Eurogamer, while still awarding the decent game scores, pointed out a number of significant shortcomings. Eurogamer stated that the gameplay never evolves and ultimately becomes a bit boring and quite amazingly repetitive. Yes, indeed. In Andrew P's review for EGM, he wrote that the game features a challenging parkour path of escape. And the game was awarded on Xbox 360, nines, and another nine. And then contrast, the PS3 version received 10, 8, 8, and then 10 out of 40 points. Citing that the story's presentation and acrobatics, while criticizing the one-button combat, map layout, and camera problems. Yeah. And so, like I said, it gets very repetitive and boring, and it's just basically the same thing over and over again as far as climbing and jumping. And then once you get your sword and you do the and you figure out how to counterattack. It's so easy to kill enemies. It's incredibly easy to kill enemies. And so it's just one, two, and then with your buttons. And it's just, you can just go back and forth easily. And once you get that rhythm down, it takes half the effort out because you're no longer hit. Because they give you all these weapons in the game, but you only need to use really one, and that's your sword. Which is unfortunate. They don't make you or try to, like, change your style because you don't – there's only one style that, like, 100% works all the time, and that's the sword counterattack. And then the jumping. I didn't really have problems with the map. One thing I did have a problem with was fast travel. So I didn't like that you had to go through the kingdom – to fast travel, you had to go through the kingdom, which is just an area you have to go through before you get to your actual destination. Because in the kingdom, there's no missions, there's viewpoints and stuff like that. There's no missions in the kingdom area. You just use the kingdom area to get to your other cities, and there's three other cities you got to get to. And once you finally get to all those three cities, then they unlock to be fast travel points. But it was just, I felt like that whole area was just meaningless, really. While the scope of the world was amazing, and while the characters were super interesting and cool, and how they built this entire living city multiple times, it looks really great. However, it's just super repetitive and gets boring, and with the one mash. And so for me personally, I have to give this game a 7 out of 10 just because that's just how I feel. And it's just the game is very repetitive, and I wish it did a better job at that. And the game, this is the first Assassin's Creed game. It has improved. I can see that. I already played Assassin's Creed 2, and I played Brotherhood, and it's definitely slowly improving, and it's doing a great job, because it's not like you're walking through this game. You get a horse the very beginning of the game. You get a horse the very beginning of the game that can gallop super fast, and so that is super helpful getting through the kingdom. And so, the sales for Assassin's Creed greatly outstripped the expectations of the publisher. In the UK, Assassin's Creed debuted at a number one, knocking Infinity Ward's Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare from the top. The majority of the debut sales were on the Xbox 360, which claimed 67% of the game's total sales. The Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 releases of Assassin's Creed each received a Platinum Sales Award from the Entertainment and Leisure Software Publishers Association, indicating sales of at least 300,000 copies per version in the United States, in the United Kingdom. On April 16th, 2009, Ubisoft revealed that the game had sold 8 million copies. Now that is insane. And so, yeah, 7 out of 10, not bad. I definitely liked playing that game. I didn't really like these Assassin's Creed games with Desmond, especially. They all end in cliffhangers, by the way, and they get it kind of made me mad, But it would have made me even more mad back in 2007 when I had to wait a few years until Assassin's Creed 2 came out. because all those games ended cliffhangers with Desmond and his story. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I like Desmond's story. I like how they flesh him out throughout the games. And so I can't wait to talk about those with you guys. And let me know what you guys think about the first Assassin's Creed game. Again, I do like it. It has its flaws. It definitely has its flaws. And so let me know what you think about it. And in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 12th Tuesday Afternoon Games Chat. Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Each and every week on Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on Spotify, iTunes, other podcasting services, talking about the games I play, a little history on them, maybe a review, but ultimately check up on you guys. If you're not interested in the audio and want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. And let me know what you think. I really want to know what you guys think of the first Assassin's Creed game. I think it's very interesting, and sorry about the names in this podcast. I really need to get better at pronouncing the names. So I'm very sorry about that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I hope you guys have a good rest of the week. And I'll see you guys Monday. Bye.
Lead the way. Get your rock off my map.
This is amazing. Let's do this.